You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
To crack down on modern slavery, the government is working on legislation to hold large companies using exploitative labour accountable. If implemented, this legislation would meet the requirements needed to tackle modern slavery laid out in the EU and UK free trade agreements. I spoke to Deputy Prime Minister Carmel Cipollone about this and started off our interview by asking what we can expect from their response.
Really, it's about disclosure. We are proposing that organisations with over $20 million in revenue will be required to report and outline the actions they take to address exploitation risks in their operations and supply chain. Many other countries are already doing this, including Australia, and it means that we will have New Zealand businesses who are being much more socially responsive to modern slavery that may be occurring through their supply chain, internationally.
And as far as you're aware, how prevalent of an issue is modern slavery within Aotearoa's companies?
Well, we rank 12th out of 160 in terms of having the lowest prevalence of modern slavery among other countries. However, that doesn't mean that our supply chains are free from modern slavery practices, and so that is why they're having the disclosure process is going to be so important.
And why has New Zealand not introduced any laws requiring companies to know who makes their products or to ensure that they're not using slavery until now?
I think it's just taken some time to work through. We set up a very robust advisory group to inform these changes. It included business, NGOs, academics, unions. And so for the last couple of years, they've been working together on what would be an appropriate process, system, legislation for New Zealand. And so now we've got general agreement on what it should look like, and so now we're able to move forward with drafting the legislation.
Who will these rules apply to if implemented? What types of companies or products being imported are you aiming to target?
Well, it would be all supply chains for organisations with over $20 million in revenue. So they would be the ones that are required to report. Some have asked about other businesses in New Zealand and why they're not included. There will be flow-on impacts, and so the supply chains that businesses who fall within the remit of what we're proposing here include New Zealand businesses, and so this will create the behavioural change that we really need to address modern slavery internationally.
So why have you made it that only companies with at least $20 million in annual revenue will need to report on the risks of modern slavery in their supply chains?
Yeah, every country has a threshold, I guess, in terms of the size of businesses that are expected to disclose. Australian businesses at this point in time have a threshold of something like 100 million. And so when we consulted with the support of the advisory group, it was really between 20 and 15 million dollars was the kind of ballpark figure that everyone thought should be included. And we got agreement on $20 million.
Under your proposed legislation, how can New Zealanders feel assured that they're not buying goods made with exploited labour?
Yes, so moving forward, when this system is implemented fully, then they will be provided with a level of assurance that we currently do not have. The extent to which businesses disclose will be varied, I think. Some will go all out to make sure that they are analysing all of their supply networks and businesses that are part of their chain. And there may be others that are less vigilant. However, ultimately, what will happen is that there will be a growing expectation from New Zealanders that they are able to see where the businesses they are using services from or buying products from are actually accessing other services and products to help them with their business. And so it will create the expectation from New Zealanders that they are able to have transparency over what those supply chains look like to provide them with assurance that modern slavery is not part of it.
what sort of penalties are you looking into for companies that break these rules?
Yes, so many of the current systems in place in other countries don't actually have a penalty system, but we are proposing a penalty system. And so at the lower end, the infringement is $10,000. At the higher end, it could be $200,000.
If implemented, this legislation wouldn't come into force until after the election next year. Why is this something that all political parties should support?
Firstly, it's the right thing to do. And I think from what we've seen, the general public of New Zealand does not want to be buying products where they know that there is the risk of modern slavery taking place to actually create those products. Secondly, you know, it is an expectation, particularly with trade agreements that we have in place, that this is something that we should be doing because other countries are doing it. And thirdly, it's good for business. I mean, people are going to be more likely to want to use services from businesses or buy products from businesses when they know that they are socially responsible and that they are actually doing everything that they can to ensure that their supply chain do not involve modern slavery.
Is there any further action that the government would consider taking in the future on this issue?
Yeah, so there's been lots of calls for us to look at due diligence down the track, and that's something that we are open to. I think there was a general understanding that if we tried to include that at this point, then it would slow down the process for even being able to get disclosure, a disclosure regime in place. But that is something that we'd certainly be keen to look at later on. Some other countries who have had these systems in place for a little while now are only just getting onto the due diligence side of things, and so it'll be interesting to learn from their experience.
That was Deputy Prime Minister Carmel Cipollone on the government's plans to address modern slavery.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.